welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Lincoln Blue Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Trevor Hahn of the News Tribune. And before Trevor and I start to break things down this week, let's listen to a little bit of Trevor's conversation with Blue Tigers head coach Jermaine Gales.
We can jump back to last week here real briefly. So that was probably the toughest loss to swallow for you guys in your time here. So just how do you do exactly that and move into a game this week?
Well, that's the thing about college football. You get about 24 hours to process everything, and then you have to put it to bed and move on to the next week. We live in a world of any given Saturday, the victor can change. So we have to put it to bed and move on to the next week and prepare a game plan and start to pluck away at our opponent for this upcoming Saturday.
So watching that game back on film, just kind of what was the biggest point of emphasis watching it back?
Well, I believe that, we just let some things slip away. We weren't prepared well enough in order to get over the unknown, right? We were in a situation where it was tough to imagine ourselves being in a situation where we could actually win the football game. And our young men haven't been in that spot before, so having to navigate that was a challenge in itself.
So just how could that be a teaching moment now that they have been in that spot, just maybe making it different the next time?
Well, you have to pay attention to the details. And although we preach day in and day out about paying attention to details, well, it's evident, and it correlates, the little things off the field correlate to the little things on the field, which correlate to the big things on the field. And it's been a teaching moment all week long. We have made our young men aware and visually shown them where trying to cut corners one inch on one thing leads to the bigger mistakes. And I think they were receptive. I think their eyes were open to beginning to learn how to win. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and then just kind of what's the biggest point of emphasis headed into this week at Central Oklahoma?
Be fundamentally sound. Rely on your fundamentals and your base core knowledge on the concepts that we're running. We have to be able to function while we're fatigued. Some of our guys don't have backups right now due to injuries and things like that. However, our brain still has to function when we're tired. So that has been an emphasis all week.
And then just kind of final question here. What are the biggest keys for you guys this week?
This week we have to not turn the ball over. We have to take good care of the football. We have to compete with pride and poise, and don't make the same mistakes twice. If we can do that, we'd be in good shape. And we have to stay in front of the football, eliminate big plays, and we should have a chance.
All righty. Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm. All right. That was Lincoln head coach Jermaine Gales. Well, Trevor, we built last week up, and we built it up, and we built it up. That was probably the last really good shot to get a win last week. Did not get a win last week. Lost 28-13 to Northeastern State on homecoming. So how tough is it going to be for Lincoln to get up this week after kind of missing a chance to maybe get the one game on your schedule where you're like, yes, we got a good shot this week?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a huge secret. The team was pretty devastated after that loss last week. They found themselves in a position to win a winnable game, and they just made too many mistakes. They turned the ball over four times and were blanked in the second half, and that's just not a winning formula. And they knew that they were going to have to play well to win the game, just because Northeastern State came in winless. They knew it wasn't going to be easy, but they knew there was a chance to do it, and it was their best chance to do it, and they just didn't get it done. And it was a pretty crushing feeling for the team, and it seems like they've kind of been able to swallow it and get ready for this one. But yeah, this is the point in the season where you definitely have to start getting worried about these guys kind of giving up, and just not necessarily giving up, but just, like you mentioned, being able to get up for these games the way you have at the start of the season. Because, the belief kind of starts to go out the window after last week.
So as someone who kind of followed along on Twitter as the game was kind of playing out, and you look at it and go, to me, kind of maybe the thing that to me it seemed like it hinged on was, you know, right before the half, Lincoln goes on a, you know, an 8-play, 70-yard drive, gets a 13-7 lead. You're thinking, okay, you know, we're in good shape. You know, there's only three minutes left in the half. But then they let, you know, Northeastern State go, what was it, you know, 72 yards and you know, I don't know, a minute and a half and get a score. They get the lead back. That's almost one of those things where you go, gosh, if you can just go into halftime with that lead, then all of a sudden maybe the complexion of the game is different coming out after halftime. And you just, you go, maybe that's just a fact of we're in an unfamiliar position. We haven't had a lead too many times. We're not sure how to play with the lead.
And it almost got worse, too. Lincoln actually picked off Northeastern State on one of the final plays of the first half when they were about to score another touchdown.
Yeah.
Lincoln went three and out right after that touchdown. So, yeah, you take that 13-7 lead. Then there was a delay of game on the extra point attempt. It gets moved back. That gets blocked. So it's only a 6-point lead. And then you let them answer, go on a long, quick drive
right
to score a touchdown, take the lead. Then Lincoln goes three and out, gives them the ball back. And then Bryant Coley was able to make a big play before the half to kind of give them some momentum. Headed into the locker room, maybe install some belief there. But, yeah, I feel like, especially for this group that has not won together yet, just anything of that sort to kind of just get that belief in the team helps. And it seemed like, well, both of Lincoln's touchdowns were answered immediately by Northeastern State touchdowns, and that's never what you want to see. So,
right.
It would have been big for them to take the lead in the locker room, but I think they were kind of happy to settle for the 1-point deficit after the three and out, and then it looked like they were going to score again.
In a game where it's kind of one of those 50-50 matchups where you go, okay, either one can win this if either one plays well, four turnovers is just too much to overcome for Lincoln.
Yeah, and it there's no excuse for it. There was three ugly interceptions by Xavier Vaughn, and me and Gales talked about it, and it kind of sounds like Vaughn felt that the game was on his shoulders. He needed to do a lot to win that game,
okay.
And he was kind of pressing, and it was apparent. The last one was really the one that hurt. It was a 14-13 game in the second half. I think it was late in the third quarter. Lincoln's facing a third and very long. They're not going to pick it up. Vaughn scrambles out of the pocket and tries to force it into double coverage down the field. Northeastern State picks it off, returns it deep into Lincoln territory. They score a touchdown. So instead of punting the ball away and maybe getting them backed up deep in their side of the field, you gift them a short field with all the momentum, and you take a one-point game into an 8-point game, and then things just kind of spiraled from there. So that was kind of the point where, at least from my standpoint, you just kind of felt the air come out of the Lincoln sideline. You saw the belief before the game and all throughout the first half of just guys excited on the sideline, and it just seemed like guys were kind of pressing there in the second half.
Yeah, and I think that you kind of just short-circuit anything you want to do, because if you look at the end result, in a game where, yes, we thought Lincoln might be able to, you know, have some success against that defense, they only end up with 208 total yards, but that's because they kept shooting themselves in the foot. And you go, that's not going to be enough on a day where you think, okay, we've got a team that maybe we can exploit and we can, you know, get our offense a little bit healthier against them. That's just not going to be enough.
Yeah, it just wasn't clean production. And in the second half, credit to Northeastern State. Adarius Ealy burned them in the first half like he's burned a lot of teams so far this year. He's generated a very high percentage of the Lincoln offense. And they not only bracketed him in the second half, they legitimately had two guys following and double-teaming him the entire second half, no matter which side he was on. And Lincoln was not able to adjust. They were not able to get other guys involved. And once he was taken out of the game, that's when you really saw the offensive production just kind of go down the drain. They did not do much after that.
So let's switch our focus ahead to today's game. Obviously, Lincoln's now 0-6 on the season, playing at Central Oklahoma. It's a Central Oklahoma team that's only, you know, only 2-4. I say only 2-4, but you know they've got some okay wins on their schedule. And they've got some kind of, you know, some decent losses. Where if you look at it and go, I know we talked when it was Northwest Missouri State week. You know, it's a down year for Northwest, but they played Northwest tough. You know, when Emporia was ranked number 11, they only lost by 11 points. So, you know, they played that team pretty well. You know, so it's a Broncos team that looks like they're okay. You know, it looks like, yes, they're 2-4, but it's still going to be, you know, the Blue Tigers are going to have their hands full today, I think.
Yeah, this is kind of the classic bottom half of the MIAA team where If they're in any other conference, they're a team that you're looking out for that might not necessarily win the conference, but they're going to be competing in the top half of a lot of conferences.
Right.
They run a pro-style offense and that presents a lot of challenges for teams that don't see that very often. And I think another reason why they've struggled a lot this year is Stephen Brown, their quarterback, has had to exit two games early and missed another game outright. So that's three games where they've had a backup quarterback playing some, if not all, of the game. And obviously for any team, that's not exactly what you want. So it does not sound... It sounds like the backup may be the guy that's starting this week after Brown had to exit very early in the game against Northwest last week. But he is not out of the question for this game. So that's another question mark for Lincoln heading into this, is you kind of have to deal with two quarterbacks again.
Right. Well, and making that even tougher for your defense is, it sounds like, the again, we talk about injuries a lot. We talk about, oh, we're shorthanded here, we're shorthanded there. This week, it sounds like we're shorthanded, but at maybe a place we haven't talked about necessarily so far this year.
Yeah, so D-line was the issue last week. They had six available guys there. They're getting two back there. So D-line shouldn't be as much of a problem this week, but...
Uh-oh, I sense a but.
Yeah, everything with Lincoln, it's always a one step forward, two steps back. You get guys back healthy, and then you look behind them at the second level at the linebacker position, and I think there's four guys available.
Okay.
So...
Is that enough, do you think?
You know, that's to be determined. That's right. Not ideal, is definitely what I will say.
Right.
So it's going to be a young linebacking core, mostly an inexperienced linebacking core, and not a deep linebacking core.
Okay.
And that's not necessarily a combination of three things you want.
Right. So I guess then it becomes a thing where you go, okay, maybe if we have to try to take some pressure off the defense, because the defense may be struggling, that we need the offense to step up. Is there anything that leads you to believe that maybe that's a possibility where things can get better on that side of the ball?
I mean, there's always a chance, right? Last week, the offensive line got healthy at the right time for a winnable game, and then they still weren't able to run the football. And the biggest focal point for them right now is finishing blocks, playing through the whistle, and opening up lanes for these running backs to run through, because them getting hit in the backfield over and over again is not going to work. And
right.
They're getting pretty frustrated with the fact that running the football is so hard for them. And Xavier Vaughn's getting back healthy. He was running around pretty well last week, the best I've seen him since he got hurt in that Missouri Western game. So, they're just looking to get that running game established. And that opens up everything on both sides of the ball, because if you're able to eat 5-6 minutes on a drive, that gives your defense an allotted amount of time to rest, and especially if you're depleted on that side of the ball, rest is very important. So Lincoln's got to put together extended drives, and it's got to start this week, because the offensive line's healthy, and you can't imagine that they're going to get any healthier.
Right.
So you got to start seeing production at some point.
Yeah. You told me off air before we turned on the recorder that I think you know there's a two-word key for this week for the Blue Tigers from their coach, and it's have fun. How likely are they to have fun? How hard is it going to be to have fun at this point in the season where not a lot has gone your way?
Yeah, it's crazy to look at an 0-6 locker room and just be like, we just want to have fun, guys. But, I mean, I get the standpoint. It's a grueling season in the MIAA, and especially when a lot of these games have been as lopsided as they are,
yeah.
You have to imagine it's really hard to go out there and have fun.
Right.
But if... I don't know exactly how you get the message across, but if that message is reciprocated and they actually believe it and they go out there and have fun, results may follow. You never know. But it sounds like they're trying to get it across to this team that it is a child's game.
Right.
And you have to remember that at some point. And you don't, in a quote, he mentioned that you can't be miserable playing this sport.
Right.
It's supposed to be fun, and yes, it's physical, yes, it's not fun to lose, but at the end of the day, you're getting at least some of your college paid for to play a game you've played your whole life.
Sure.
So I think that's kind of the mentality they're trying to instill in the team right now, and maybe it works.
All right, I guess I will ask you, does it work, and does Lincoln get a win today?
I don't think this is the week they get a win, and I do remember my score from the paper.
All right,
so,
fantastic.
I went in the paper Central Oklahoma 48-10, and that's what I'll stick with.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Trevor Hahn, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com and get game updates and more college sports content all week by following Trevor Hahn on Twitter at TrevHahn3. That's Trev Hahn3. Thanks for listening.